This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton, and I want to have a little bit of fun today. I want to kind of shift gears. This episode will be airing for you all on December the 10th. I don't know if you'll listen to it on the 10th or a few days later, or maybe a few months later, or a couple of years later. But either way, we are in the full swing of the holiday season, and I thought that it would just be really fun to kind of take a break from some of the heavier stuff and talk about holiday gift ideas, right? With a twist of health or self-improvement, because I don't know about you, but I think we all have enough sweaters, enough ties, plenty of candles. And in all things, I talk often about how we have to create motivation. And I think we can all relate to, say, how getting a new workout outfit really motivates us to go to the gym, or getting a new kitchen appliance makes us want to try out a new recipe, right? So if we look at the holiday season from the perspective of not, you know, what's a cool new candle or something like that, but how can I create motivation, right? And it doesn't have to be this lame thing where you don't enjoy your gifts, but what are some things that you could really get excited about that are also going to help you improve yourself? Maybe it's a new journal. Some people respond well to documentation and organization and simplification. Other people, like I said, it's the new workout outfit or a really great fitted pair of jeans or maybe a kettlebell for your home so that you can get in some quick sort of movement, not necessarily a full workout, but to really take your health to the next level, or something to organize your workspace. I will admit that I am extremely practical and I am not a big fan of gifts. And I always sort of roll my eyes a little bit when somebody asks what they can get me for Christmas or my birthday or whatever else. Not that I don't appreciate the gesture, I do. But I'm a minimalist and I feel like, oh, there's just so much stuff, right? So I always go back to, all right, what can make my life easier or better? And all the things I'm going to talk about today, I will link to on the show notes page at primalpotential.com. So all you need to do is go to primalpotential.com, go to the podcast tab, and that's where all the show notes live. So if any of these kind of strike your fancy, check out the show notes page over on primalpotential.com. And these could be gift ideas for you or for somebody in your life where you don't want to give them another gift certificate to the movie theater or Amazon gift card or whatever else. Maybe you really want to empower them in a fun way that isn't like, you know, putting a gift card to Weight Watchers under the tree, because we don't want to make ourselves or anybody else feel like that, right? I remember, kind of funny story, I remember being maybe like 9 or 10 years old, and it was Christmas with my family, and my grandmother got me two gifts, and of course, everybody's watching as you open them, and the first one was a 5-pack of underwear, just like plain white underwear, and I was like, thanks, I guess. This is embarrassing. Like, let me just put this underneath something really fast. And then the second one was 2-pound dumbbells, like two 2-pound dumbbells. And I'm a, you know, 9 or 10 year old kid. And so I was like, this is awkward. So we don't want to make anybody feel like that. That's the worst feeling in the world when all eyes are on you and you're like, pretty sure this is a dig. So that's not what this is about. This is about motivating yourself. And maybe if you are the recipient of a gift card, then you use it for some of these things that are going to make your life better, not just something lame that's going to sit on a shelf and collect dust and eventually go in the yard sale pile. So I would kind of be, I don't know, letting everybody down if I didn't start with what is closest to my heart, and that's coffee. Truth be, like, I'm totally not lying here. I love coffee. I'm a huge coffee drinker. That is what gets me out of bed in the morning. My coffee grinder is essentially my alarm clock. I do use an alarm clock, but I hear those coffee beans grinding, and it's kind of like Christmas morning every day. I'm not exaggerating. I love coffee. And so that's always an easy thing on my wish list, because I think that the way you start the day is what sets the tone for the rest of your day. And so really carving out some time to sit with a cup of coffee and focus on my goals for the day and my goals for the week and for the month and for the year, that really makes me feel great. And maybe it's not what makes you feel great, and that's totally cool, but maybe you have a coffee lover in your life, and I always get emails about what kind of coffee I drink, and I have three different types of coffee that I go between. Two are sort of traditional hot coffees, and one is a cold brew that Allison Hagendorf turned me onto that I totally love. So the first, and again, I will link to these on the show notes page at primalpotential.com, Death Wish, which is like such a terrible name, but also a really great name because it is strong and bold and beautiful. And it's always like a little euphoric when I get new Death Wish coffee in the mail and I open it up for the first time and I just sort of stand there and breathe it in for a few minutes. And okay, so maybe I'm a little weird, but it is a love of mine. So Death Wish coffee is one of my favorites and Kicking Horse coffee is another one. And again, I will link to these over on the show notes. I buy whole bean and then I grind it. I just think it's fresher, a little bit more bold, and that's my preference. But they also have like typical ground coffee, and I will have those links up on the show notes as well. So I prefer whole bean because to me, it's just a little bit more robust and dark, bold, rich. That's how I like it. And then cold brew. I love Grady's Cold Brew, G-R-A-D-Y apostrophe S, and I will link to this on the show notes over at primalpotential.com, but Allison Hagendorf turned me on to this, and I think it's amazing, and it's totally not like just a warm weather thing, and it's also not brewing hot coffee and putting it in the fridge so that you drink it when it's cold. That's not what cold brew is. It's actually never heated. You brew it, quote unquote, overnight with these bean bags. There are these little mesh bags with the ground coffee inside, and you basically soak it in cold water overnight or for, you know, however long you want. I tend to let it soak for a couple of days to really make it bold and rich, and I love that, but you can do it however you want. So Grady's Cold Brew is another. And then the last thing I wanted to mention about coffee, and I totally got some slack on this on Instagram the other day, I posted a picture of my morning coffee mug with a straw in it, a glass straw. So one thing you might not know about me is I'm a little nutty about my teeth. So the women in my family, we all have big teeth, like big, legit teeth. And we always joked like big teeth, big brains. And I'm just going to go with that. We're just going to pretend that's totally true. So I love coffee, but I'm totally nutty about my teeth. So I never want the coffee to like touch my teeth because I like white teeth. That's important to me. It's just one of my things. So I drink coffee with a straw, but you also know about me that I'm not a big fan of plastics. So I drink my coffee with a glass straw. So I got some flack on Instagram. People like, seriously, you drink your coffee with a straw? I do. Call me a prima donna. That's okay. My coffee cup is right here right now with my glass straw. So the glass straws are also going to be linked up on the show notes page because I think that's a really cool thing. I just do. All the teeth, all day long. Flossing is one of my favorite things. Don't judge me. It's who I am. All right. So the next healthier holiday gift idea that I think is super practical, but also can tend to motivate certain kinds of people to try new things, do new things, set yourself up for success. And that is something I couldn't live without, and that's my immersion blender. So I talk a lot about bulletproof coffee, and I don't go to the trouble of like blending my coffee in a blender because I don't like to wash dishes. That's not my thing. So the immersion blender, also, some people know of them as like a thunder stick or something, but I just don't like that name. I think it sounds dirty, but immersion blender. So it's just a little handheld blender that I will use for bulletproof coffee. So there's not much cleanup. I'll also do it if I'm doing mashed avocado or an avocado puree. I like to do what I call an avocado mousse with cocoa powder and some stevia and avocado. And I'll use the immersion blender for that. Because if you use a big blender, like most of it gets caught in the bottom because it's not a huge volume thing. And then you're scraping it out and you feel like most of what you just made is left in the blender sitting in the sink, which is so frustrating. I also use the immersion blender for mashed cauliflower and a million other things. Plus, it's so small and convenient that it travels really well. So if I'm traveling somewhere where I'm checking a bag or if I'm traveling somewhere where I'm driving, I always bring my immersion blender for bulletproof coffee if I want to do that. I should link in the show notes to the couple of episodes I've done on bulletproof coffee and the do's and don'ts of bulletproof coffee blog post that I wrote a while back. So I am going to highlight this right now so that I don't forget to do that because I hate when I forget that. All right, so the third healthy holiday gift idea is something that I use almost every single day. I would say at least 5 or 6 times a week, and that is my OXO salad chopper. All right, so think like big mixing bowl with this chopper that looks like two pizza cutters kind of stuck together, right? So the thing about this is that it makes me love salads because I love volume and I love vegetables, but I don't like things that are dry. At the same time, I don't want to pour dressings and mayo and all this other stuff on my veggies because it's easy to get carried away there. So the OXO salad chopper is where it's at for me. So here's the way I use it. If I'm making a salad, I'll put in a ton of greens, and then I'll make sure that my salad has something with a creamy element. And I'm not talking dressing here, but maybe avocado or maybe hard-boiled eggs, you know, because the yolks can be kind of that creamy element. But if you just do a regular salad, then you sort of toss everything together and you're just praying that you get some avocado or egg yolk with every bite. And then when that stuff is gone, you've sort of lost interest in the salad because it's not really that great anymore. But with the OXO salad chopper, it integrates that creamy element all the way throughout. Plus, when you mash it all up or cut it all up and so it's like smaller pieces, you get more bites, right? So the fat girl in me loves the fact that the volume of food feels way higher. And I also use the OXO salad chopper for what right now is my favorite breakfast, which is like 3 or 4 cups of raw shredded cabbage. And I usually do a blend of red and green cabbage. So I'll dump that in the OXO bowl, right? And then I'll add 2 slices of cooked bacon and 2 over easy or over medium eggs. Sometimes I'll do some avocado, but not always. And then I mash it all up with the salad chopper. So then there's like little pieces of bacon in every bite and the egg yolks get dispersed all the way throughout. So the whole thing, you get like salty, crunchy, creamy. Oh my gosh, it's so good. I'm getting hungry. I'm totally gonna make that after I stop this recording. So anyway, the next one, this is the 4th healthy holiday gift idea. Now, this might make some of you roll your eyes. It's not for everybody. It might not be for you. It might not be for anybody on your list. But I would say an awesome gift idea for you or for somebody that you know would really love this kind of motivation or accessibility is a kettlebell, right? Now, this isn't like the example I gave of opening up the 2-pound dumbbells under the tree, right? But I love having a kettlebell at home, and I have a few, but when I worked at my last corporate job, I had a kettlebell in my office. And this wasn't about getting in a 10-minute workout every day, but if I was frustrated, or especially if I started to feel tired, like that mid-morning or mid-afternoon slump, I would just pick up the kettlebell and do like 10 swings, get my blood flowing, get my heart pumping, right? And I would instantly feel better. So it's not about necessarily working out more, but having the opportunity to be more active. So randomly yesterday, I was just doing some things around the house and I just picked up my kettlebell and I held it like in a front squat position and I just did 10 bodyweight squats just to move, just because adding something different in there is great for your body, right? It's not about, oh, a 20-minute structured workout, but the more often that I just pick it up and do 5 kettlebell swings, like it's just being more active, being able to move more. And I love kettlebells for that. I absolutely love kettlebells for that. The cool thing about buying your kettlebells on something like Amazon is you can get free shipping, because otherwise, without that, if you have Amazon Prime, otherwise the shipping can be expensive because they're so heavy, right? But I think that it's just a great thing to keep in your office or your home office or in your living room. So if you're randomly sitting there at night watching TV, just pick it up and do some squats or do a few swings or hold it on your chest and do some sit-ups. There's so many different things you can do. And I don't want to say that this is like an at-home workout thing, though it certainly can be. But I love to just randomly do swings or goblet squats or single leg deadlifts, anything, just move more. And another one here that can be a great one is a jump rope, right? Because it's so easy to travel with, to keep with you. And again, you don't have to jump for 20 minutes, but even if you just did 10 skips a day, that's a whole lot better than absolutely nothing, right? Now, the 5th healthy holiday gift idea that I want to talk about is books. And you know that I love to read and I find a ton of motivation and inspiration from books. So I've got 6 book recommendations, and these will all be linked up on the show notes at primalpotential.com. But these are some of my favorites, my absolute favorites. And one of them is fiction, but the rest are nonfiction, and then one kind of doesn't fall into either category. But the first one and the second one, well, and the third one, are ones I've talked about with you before, but they are so great that I read them routinely, and I also give them as gifts all the time. I think books are great gifts to give because they're sort of the gift that keeps on giving. You can continuously learn from them. So the first is the 5-Minute Journal. I've talked about this at length, especially when we were talking about the power of morning routines. The 5-Minute Journal is probably more like the 2.5-Minute Journal because it really doesn't take that long, but you start with it every single day and you begin your day with just a couple of things that you're grateful for and something you want to achieve during that day. And then you end the day with what went well, what you feel good about, and what you want to tackle tomorrow. So it's just a great way of bringing your focus to what you want, because so many of us get caught up in the rat race and we never really pause to practice gratitude. And this is an awesome, awesome way to do it. The second is the Motivation Manifesto, which is one that I gave out to many people last year for Christmas. And I'm sure I will again this year. This book is absolutely a go-to for learning how to create your own motivation. And I talk about that often on the show, how motivation is not something that you find one day and then it's with you forever. It's something you have to create. And I think that this book, The Motivation Manifesto, which I'll link to over on the show notes at primalpotential.com, is a great, really one of the best resources for learning how to do that. Because it's one thing to acknowledge, I need to know how to motivate myself and I need to know how to like pick myself up and dust myself off. But this book is going to give you the tools you need to do that. So I love it for that. The third is The Obstacle is the Way. And I did an entire episode on this book, a week ago or so. The Obstacle is the Way is powerful because it teaches you how to deal with challenges. And if you want to achieve any goal, you have to know how to push through hard times because there always will be hard times. And this book is like the Bible for getting through difficult things, not just making it through, but thriving through challenges. I love The Obstacle is the Way. So the next one is a fiction book that I've actually mentioned before and gotten some slack about, like people kind of slack, no, wrong word, flack. I've gotten a lot of flack about saying this book, which I mean, kind of makes me roll my eyes. Like, what do you care what fiction I read, right? Atlas Shrugged is it is my single most favorite fiction book, period. I love this book. And the reason I love it is because I find it incredibly powerful and empowering. And it's a great read as well. Like, it's entertaining, which I think many people want to get out of fiction. But this book for me is incredibly empowering. And if you want to give me a hard time for it being my favorite, that's cool. You can email me, elizabeth@primalpotential.com. But I don't worry about what you read for fiction, so hopefully you won't care what I read either. But I highly recommend it. It is my single most favorite fiction book, Atlas Shrugged. All right, two more book recommendations. And I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this next one as well. The One Thing by Gary Keller. Gary Keller is one of the founders of Keller Williams, the real estate company. And this book is about something I completely believe in, which is narrowing your focus to one single thing at a time. Because when we try to do multiple things at once, we fragment our attention and our focus and our willpower. And he gets so practical and helpful about how to do this, how to identify that one thing, and how to stay consistent and generate more focus and consistency as you go. I highly recommend The One Thing. And again, I'll link to it over on the show notes book, over show notes page. The last one is maybe the best book I read in 2015, and that is Mastery by Robert Greene. And this book is fascinating because he goes through true masters in all sorts of areas of life, whether it's artists or athletes or business people, and he talks about how they developed their mastery. And whether you want mastery over your health or mastery over your physique or your business or your relationships, this book is not only fascinating and incredibly interesting, totally engaging. It's a thick read. It's not an easy read. Like, it'll take you a while. It's kind of dense. But it's so interesting to see some of the common elements of people who achieve true mastery. And I, you know, putting these notes together for this episode made me realize I need to reread this one. So I will be reading it again before the end of the year for sure, because I remember putting the book down. It's full of underlines and highlights and folded corners for me. I need to read this one again before the end of the year because I remember finishing it and thinking, wow, that is one of the best books I've read. And it totally is. But it is dense. It's thick. It's not something you're going to whip through in a weekend. So again, as you think about holiday gifts or gifts at any time of year, think about things that can really serve you, make your life easier or more enjoyable. And they don't have to be lame things like I really need paper towels, right? And I've been meaning to get to the store for paper towels, but things that are really going to improve your ability to reach your goals, right? And that's going to be different for everybody. And then lastly, I want to remind you of my gift to you, right? Between now and the end of the year, that 28-page blueprint of the very best practices for fat loss is totally free. It's normally $97, but it's completely 100%, no strings attached, free 28 pages of the most effective fat loss strategies in the areas of nutrition and fitness and mindset and lifestyle. You can get it at primalpotential.com. If you head over there, you'll see right on the homepage, there's three or four places you can click to get it. Or if you're on your phone, you can text 2015 guide, one word, to 44222, and you can get it that way. 2015 guide, one word, to 44222, or just go over to primalpotential.com. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would love to know from you if you like any of these things that I mentioned, if you've tried them or you love them, or what's on your holiday wish list, or totally different, what you want to hear me talk about next. What would help you achieve your goals this month or next year or any time at all, because that is what I am here for and I sincerely want to help you. So you guys know you can email me anytime, Elizabeth at Primal Potential, and I will help you. All right, let's wrap up with what I ate yesterday. Coffee, all the coffee, pretty typical. Might as well just like have that as a templated response, open up the show with, so it started with coffee and then end the show with, and now for more coffee. But then I had smoked salmon. And middle of the day, I had some cauliflower pizza, the recipe I've emailed out to those on my VIP list, which is typically where I share recipes. So if you want those, make sure you get on that free list. Cauliflower pizza, which is just like a cauliflower crust with tomatoes. And I didn't do cheese, but I did like some thinly sliced meats and stuff on top and some veggies. And then dinner was Brussels sprouts and a burger without the bun. I was really, really craving a burger. And then I was watching a movie a little later and I had an apple with cinnamon, which is one of my favorite things. And I talk about in one of the most recent episodes about 8 things that help you burn fat, why cinnamon is one of them. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoy the holiday season and I will be back soon with another episode. See you soon.